Heroes in the world of sports are not uncommon. Oftentimes, thrusting themselves into the limelight through unimaginable feats.
Back behind the ball, Woods puts it.
And in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger is back on top! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters Champion!
And breathtaking performances.
Here's how you count to 8, 3, 2, 1. And for the 8th time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
But behind every great hero, there are others. Individuals who play a crucial role in the achievements of those we read about in the headlines. The ultimate team players. Content to stand behind the curtain, embracing their place as a vital part of a sport's success. In horse racing, these are the unsung heroes.
And this is a sport filled with unsung heroes. This has become one of my favorite segments because I have the chance to visit with and to recognize the individuals in our sport that they don't make it into the headlines. Their name isn't in the program every single day, but they are an integral part of what makes our sport a success. And I'm sure that Hall of Fame trainer Bill Mott would be the first to tell you that his program cannot be successful without his longtime groom, Irma Scott, who has spent more than 35 years working with Bill Mott and being around his family and making that program what it is today. And Irma is with me now here on this Unsung Heroes segment. Irma, first of all, congratulations and welcome to the show.
Okay. How's everything?
All right. I mentioned that you started working with Bill, what, in the mid-1980s? Is that right?
Well, I think I started working for him like in 85. When I first met him, I met him in New Orleans, and I worked at a restaurant called Lyusa, and I never been around horses, and his helper used to come over there to eat, so I asked him, could they teach me how to walk horses? And that's how I started out. And then later I started following him, and then he put me in the house to help with his kids, with help Tina, his wife, and help with the kids. So I've been with him a long time.
What do you think makes that relationship work so well?
I don't know. He was so nice, and I wanted to work for somebody that was nice. I'm from Louisiana, and I wanted to work for somebody that was nice to me. So if it was nice to me, I'd stay there and work for you, you know? So that's what I did.
Have you always loved horses?
No. Well, I started loving horses when I met them because I never was around horses. So, and then when I got around the boss, that's when I started liking horses. And I've been with him ever since. I'm 69 years old now. I was young when I first started. So I've been around some nice horses, Cigar and
you are still young.
Lee, all those different horses. So I don't know when I go. I could retire, but I'm still with them. And they have two dogs now, so I'm taking care of their two boxers. And I do some massaging at the racetrack with the horses a little bit. Yeah. So
you are more than just a groom, Irma. You're part of the Bill Mott family, aren't you?
Yep, I've been living with them for the last 35 years. Yeah, that's a long time. I'm taking care of son Riley. You know Riley?
I do.
He's a trainer to the boss, so I've been with them a long time. They have Riley, Brady, and Olivia. So,
what are some of your favorite memories, Irma, from the past 35 years or so?
Oh, Cigar is one of them because I was around Cigar. I used to walk him. And I remember when he was in Florida one year, we was in the Holy Bull, and he had to run against Holy Bull, and I was so nervous that day because I thought sure Holy Bull was going to beat us. Old Cigar looked Holy Bull in the eye, and that was it. And we won that big race at the Don Handicap. So that's one of my memories, you know. Then Ronnie Greek, I love Ronnie Greek. He was a good boy. He went to Jockey Gold Cups. He went to the Blaine was in there with him, and there's some more horses that was in there, but they all had buttons except for Ron, and Ron was the one that ended up winning the race. you know, like the buttons you put on your clothes. LeBron, yeah. they didn't make him one. But he won that race, and that was a good thing.
You told me yesterday, Irma, when I called you and asked you to come on to the segment, you told me that Ron the Greek was like your kid.
Yeah, he was. I loved him. He was a good boy. And Lee, I went to Dubai with Lee and Elake. I loved her. She was a good girl. She just had a baby by Wallfront. So I loved her, too. But Ron was the best to me. Boss used to put him out there in a pen to run around, and he'd hear my voice. He'd start running and ran up and everything. So, but anyway, that's it for him.
What's the relationship like, Irma, between a groom and their horse? How do you describe that connection and that relationship? Because it's special.
With the horse? They just special.
Yeah.
And give them hugs. They got some nice horses. Give them hugs and kisses and peppermints and carrots, and they be looking for you. If I come through the shed row, they turn and look and wait and try to get a carrot or a peppermint or something from me. So they nice horses. They sweet, you know, sweet horses. So I love them. Give them kisses and massage them. You know, they like their massages. I massage them. We have this beamer that Bill, my wife, bought, and I put the beamer on them. It's like a blanket. And it's circulation, and they just love it. And they're just nice.
Horses. You can tell. Your love for the horses, you know, it comes through when you talk. And what's a day in the life of a groom like? Take me through your typical morning.
Grooms have to get up. They get up early in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. They come in, and they clean their stalls. And then they get their clean the horses up to get them ready to go to track. They have, like, 5 sets. And it's the first set, they get them ready, and they go. The horse goes to the track, and they come back, and they give them a bath, and then the high walker walks them for 30 minutes, and then and water them off, and then that's it. They put them in a stall. They eat at 11 o'clock their lunch, and then they have then in the afternoon, like 3 o'clock, they take some of them out and walk them, and they have their supper at 5 o'clock. And then that's it. And at night, 8 o'clock at night, they might get a treat. And 3 o'clock in the morning, they get breakfast. And then it's time to get up again and do the same thing over again. That's what grooms have, you know, they have a lot to do.
What do you like most about being a groom, Irma, about your job?
My job, I love my job. I get up at, because I told you I live with Bill, I live at the house. So I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I get ready for work, and I make the coffee, and then I take the dogs out. And by 6 o'clock, I'm ready to go. I go along with the boss, we get in the car and come to work. And then when I get here, I start massaging some of the horses.
Does he know that he wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame without you?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But anyway, that's about it.
Well, Irma, there is... You know, there are so many people like you that do great work behind the scenes and are so have such a big impact on our sport. So on behalf of the entire thoroughbred racing industry, I want to thank you for everything that you do that people never hear about until today. So thank you for all your hard work and dedication.
Thank you. I have a girlfriend. Her name is Gilda. She's been around the racetrack a long time. If you ever want to know her number, I give it to you.
Wonderful. We'll make her an unsung hero, too.
Okay. Thank you, here.
Appreciate it, Irma. Thank you for taking the time, and thanks for being an unsung hero.